Blog Talk Radio.
But this is a story I was going to tell you about, you know. This lady went downtown, and she was shopping, and she happened to pass by one of those nice little shoeshine parlors, and she climbed up on a shoeshine stand and sat there on the stand, and shoeshine boy bent over to pick up his polish, and he happened to look straight ahead. And he couldn't hold it any longer. He had to say what he felt. He said, "Miss, I could eat that full ice cream." And she smacked his face so hard, and she went home and told her husband about this shoe shine. I said, "Honey, I'm going to tell you the truth. I went downtown, and I climbed up on the shoe shine stand, and the shoe shine boy leaned down to pick up his polish and looked up and said, I could eat that full ice cream. She said, now I want you to go down there and whip it." The husband said, "Look, there's three reasons why I'm not going down. In the first place, you had no business downtown. In the second place, the shoeshine boy might knock me out. And in the third place, ain't nobody can eat that much ice cream." His incident, this took place during the Korean War. You know how they used to get letters, families used to get letters from their kids overseas and stuff. One kid wrote his dad a long letter. Almost every 2 months he wrote his dad a letter. Wrote. He received a letter. He wrote his first letter to his dad. He said, "Dear Dad, I can't tell you where I am, but yesterday I shot a polar bear." And about a couple of months later, he wrote another letter to his dad. He said, "Dear Dad, I can't tell you where I am, but yesterday I danced with a hula girl." And about 3 months later, another letter came. He said, "Dear Dad, I can't tell you where I am, but the doctor tells me I should have danced with the polar bear and shot the hula girl." A lot of you folks don't realize the pull that you have by just being a citizen and being able to vote. You can ask for things. This is where you have a congressman and legislature and representative to speak to those people and get what you need. That's the way it is. I wrote to my congressman last week, and I proposed that we do something about the stray cat. Something has to be done about the stray cat. Now, me personally, as an individual, I think Congress should pass a law to establish a home for stray cats. And in every state in the Union, have a stray cat home. And you could have a motto to go along with it. Could be, "Let's have a cat house in every state." I think that'll help. I don't know whether you heard this or not, but there was this happened in England not too long ago. One of the great officers of World War II for the British Army was laying on his cot in the Army hospital about to split. No, I mean he was having his last few hours on earth. He wanted to kiss the Queen and the Prince goodbye, but they were out of town visiting somewhere. So he begged, he said, "I want to kiss the Queen and the Prince goodbye. I love England. I love it. What could I do?" The doctor said, "Well, one of our nurses has the Queen tattooed on one of her thighs and the Prince tattooed on another thigh." He said, "We'd let you, he said, "I don't mind, just let me see their face." So the nurse walked over and lifted her uniform slightly. Well, you could see the Queen and the Prince, one on each side. And he kissed the Prince, then he kissed the Queen and looked up and said, "What are you doing here, Castro?" Yeah, what are you doing here, Castro?
Home, sweet home. I don't see a damn thing to see here. All I do, wash, and sew these dirty drawers. And that noble husband of mine loaf all the time. Yeah, it is 3:00 in the morning, and he ain't home yet. I wonder what kind of lie he gonna tell this time.
Silent night.
Hi, honey. Don't you honey me, you no good loafing bum.
You just hog all the time. Is my supper ready?
You ain't found nothing here but some lard.
Well, hell, fry some of that. No, but it run out of gas. Honey, you know, this is our 15th anniversary. Why don't you call up the portrait man and have him to kill a couple of chickens and send them over?
I don't need no couple of chickens killed to remind me of what happened to me 15 years ago.
Look, honey, I want you to think hard, baby. Do you really know what the day is?
Yes. Any day since you had a baby.
home today, baby.
Well, you sure smell kind.
Oh, you never get another husband like me.
Who in the hell said I wanted another husband like you? After all them lies you told me about you so well off.
Yeah. I didn't know how well off I was until I jumped up mad you. You promised to tuck me for better or worse.
Yeah, but your damn sight was knocked out, you see.
I don't know why you argue so much. I'm doing all I can. I get up in the morning, I fix my own lunch. Then I go out on my job and I start stealing. I mean, start working. I come home and can't get no peace out of you. You've been arguing ever since I was wedding night. When the preacher said, do you take this woman to be your wife? I said, I do. And what did you say? I know you don't. I know you don't.
But you don't treat me like you used to when we first got married. You used to catch me in your...
I still catch you. In my pocket every chance you get.
I'm going home to my mama.
Well, go on home to your mammy. Hell, is that a threat or a promise? If you take me downtown to them folks, I'll whoop your head till it broke like oak.
No, you won't, Daddy. I just dare you to lay your cotton picking fingers on me.
You don't know where my fingers been. The way I feel now, I feel like knocking you in the middle of next week and being ready for you again then.
Yes, and if you do, Hot Daddy,
I'm gonna get on right now.
Get on out. Hey, Dad.
What is it?
Come on back here.
What you call me back for? I'm almost gone then.
I wanna know what I'm gonna do with this house.
What you gonna do with the house?
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do with the house.
Don't ask me what you gonna do with this house. You can take this house and rent it just as far Broadway as you want. Oh, girl, you had all these children when I met you. I don't care what you do with them. You understand me? So I'm getting out and leaving you right now.
Hey, Daddy. What am I going to do with Daddy, what am I going to do with old sweet Daddy?
What? Wait a minute. What's all that whining
wait
for?
Wait a minute, Daddy.
What is it, baby?
What am I doing?
Oh, wait, Daddy. Baby. What is it, huh?
What am I going to do with Daddy.
Hell, woman, you know you're gonna make me leave you one of these days, huh?
know, man. The world's nuts, man. It's all good for Clinton. Anything, anytime something bad happens, good for Bill Clinton. Just get people off his ass. Stop thinking about me, good. Kids got shot, good, good. Good, good. People not thinking about me. Ooh, tornadoes, good, good. Oh, people ain't thinking about me. Clinton damn near got impeached for what? For what? Lied about a blowjob so his wife couldn't find out. Is that against the law? Do you need the Supreme Court for that one? You could have took that one to the People's Court. Could have took that one to Judge Judy. She'd have knocked it out in a half hour plus commercial. What the fuck did Clinton do? They were charging him with shit I didn't even know was crime. Like, oh, you got us some gifts. So what? He got us some gifts. That's his friend. You can't buy your friend a gift. Try to get a job. You can't get your friend a job. Shit, 80% of people in this room got made jobs because a friend recommended them. It's against the law to get your friend a job. Shit, she blew him for a couple of months. The least he could do is give a recommendation. The least he could do. Sorry, see, people, everybody expects this holy behavior because he's the president. Expect him to behave this holy way. He's the president. He ain't Reverend Clinton. It ain't Pastor Clinton. It ain't Maharaja Clinton. It is just Bill Clinton. He's just a man. A man gonna be a man. A man is basically as faithful as his options. That's how faithful a man is. No more, no less. They see all these fat Republican guys going, I would never do such a thing. This is a travesty. I'm like, nobody's trying to blow you. Ain't no 20-year-old girls trying to blow orange hats. Ain't nobody trying to get Newt Gingrich, son. I don't give a fuck. You ain't never going to hear Newt Gingrich go, man, I wish these hoes would back up off me. I wish they would just back the fuck up off of brother. Let a player play. Shit. That's right, man. That's right. See, now this whole Monica Lewinsky scandal, a lot of this shit is Hillary's fault. That's right. I said it. I said it. It had to be said. Somebody got to say it. Everybody, ooh, Hillary's a hero. Hillary's a hero. No, she ain't. Aquaman's a hero. He's a tough and a vicious. What the fuck is Hillary doing? A lot of this shit is Hillary's fault. Cause ladies, you know your man. You know your man better than he knows himself. You know what kind of man you got. You know if you got the craze and need a blowjob all the time, man. It's like sometimes you got to save your man from himself. So you know what happens if he don't get his medicine. So Hillary Clinton put us all in danger. She put the security of the free world in jeopardy, and she needs to suffer the consequences for her actions. That's right, she the first lady. She about to be the first one on her knees to suck his dick. Shit. Shit. That's right, Monica Lewinsky shouldn't even have stood a chance. Hillary's supposed to already be down there like, hey, hey, I got it, I got it. I got it. I got the dick. Tickle his ass or something. Tickle his ass. Yeah, yeah, grab the ball. all black people yelling racist. White people yelling reverse racism. Chinese people yelling sideways racism. And the Indians ain't yelling shit because they dead. So everybody bitch about how bad they people got it. Nobody got it worse than the American Indian. Everybody need to calm the fuck down. Indians got it bad. Indians got it the worst. You know how bad the Indians got it? When's the last time you met two Indians? You ain't never met two Indians. Shit, I have seen a polar bear ride a fucking tricycle in my lifetime. I have never seen an Indian family just chilling out at Red Lobster. Never seen it. Everybody want to save the environment. Shit, I see trees every fucking day. I don't never see no Indians. I went to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade this year. They didn't even have enough Indians for that shit. They had a bunch of pilgrims. When it came time for the Indians, they had three real Indians, and the rest was a bunch of Puerto Ricans with feathers in their hair. The fuck? Shit, I know Puerto Ricans when I see them. You can't slip a Puerto Rican by me. That's not Pocahontas, that's Jennifer Lopez. Racism everywhere. Who's the maddest people? White people. Not y'all, y'all are right. Pay money to see me, we cool. The feud is over. Now you watch the TV, watch like 3 minutes. White people pissed off. Mad, the white man thinks he's losing the country. You watch the news like, we're losing everything. We're fucking losing. Affirmative action and illegal aliens, and we're fucking losing the country. Losing? Shut the fuck up. White people ain't losing shit. If y'all losing, who's winning? It ain't us. It ain't us. Have you driven around this motherfucker? It ain't us. Shit, there ain't a white man in this room that would change places with me. None of you. None of you would change places with me, and I'm rich. That's how good it is to be white. There's a white one-legged busboy in here right now that won't change places with my black ass. He's going, nah, man, I don't want to switch. I want to ride this white thing out, see where it takes me. That's right. So when you white, the sky's the limit. When you black, the limit's the sky. Now when it comes to racism, who the most racist people are? Racist? Real most racist people? Old black men. You find a brother over 6, that don't some of you white people know an old black man. You go, oh, Willie at the job, he's so nice. Willie hates your gut. Nothing more racist than an old black man. You know why? Because an old black man went through some real racism. He ain't go through that. I can't get a cab shit. He was the cab. White man just jump on his back. Main Street. Left, nigga! Left, nigga! Left, you fucking nigga! You know what's wild about the old black man, though? Old black man, he ain't gonna let you fuck up his money. You know, ever an old black man sees an old white man, the old black man always kisses the old white man's ass. Hey, how you doing, sir? Pleased to meet you. Whatever I can get you, you let me know. Soon as the white man get out of sight, he's like, cracker ass, cracker. Cracker ass, cracker. I'll put my foot in the cracker ass, cracker. I wish that cracker would have said some shit to me. Saltine ass motherfucking cracker. Motherfucking cracker. Kiss my ass, you fucking cracker. White man come back. Howdy, sir.
attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, the 40th President of the United States.
Tom Matthews, UPI.
Mr. President, earlier this year you said that you would travel anywhere in the world to further the cause of peace. Considering the worsening situation in the Mideast, are you planning a trip there in the near future?
We have no definite plans as of yet to go to the Mideast, but we do plan maybe perhaps in a couple of years after settlement and the agreements have not been reached by that time.
Paul Onaki from Honolulu News. Mr. President, the Senate has voted to proceed with development of the neutron bomb. Don't you feel this will impede further progress in the SALT talks with the Russians?
Quite contrary to that fact, the matter of nuclear existence deals with atoms and atomic weapons, not with neutron weapons. Neutron bomb is a holocaust weapon. It is not in the cellular realm of reality. We're trying to hold it in place, and it's a neo-pacifist weapon.
Paris Richards, AP.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I'd like to ask you a question, which I'm sure the American people would like to know. Do you feel that within the fiscal year, the unemployment rate will drop below the 5% level?
Well, as you know, the 5% level pertains mostly to, if I may say, white America. And the black America and minority situation is up to as high as 45%. And we plan to, with all our efforts, try to lower that rate to about 20% in the black areas, and of course it will be lower in the white areas, of course. We're trying to do this and merge a United States.
Mr. President, Arthur Williams, Chicago Sun-Herald. You've just okayed a $250 million increase in our space program. What I'd like to know is the main reason you did this so we can finally recruit black people for the space program?
I feel it's time that black people went to space. White people have been going to space for years. And spacing out on us, as you might say. And I feel with the project that we have in mind, we're going to send explorer ships through other galaxies. And no longer will they have the same type of music, Beethoven, Brahms, and Tchaikovsky. And now we have little Miles Davis and Charlie Parker. We're going to have some different kind of things in there. That's right. Yes, ma'am.
Roberta Davies, Jet Magazine. Mr. President, on your list of candidates for director of the FBI, are you including the name of Huey Newton?
Yes, I figure that Huey Newton is best qualified. He knows the ins and outs of the FBI. If anybody knows what he's doing, and he would be an excellent director.
Yo, Blood. Yeah, Brother Bell from Ebony Magazine. As-salamu alaykum, brother.
As-salamu alaykum.
All right. What you looking at, Snow White? Brother, about blacks and the labor force, I want to know what you gonna do about having more black brothers as quarterbacks in the National Football Hunger League. Okay. Right on.
I plan not only to have lots of black quarterbacks, but we're gonna have black coaches and black owners of teams. As long as it's gonna be football, there's gonna be some black in it somewhere.
Right.
Doing something about it.
Right.
I'm tired of this mess that's been going down.
Right.
You know what I mean? Ever since the Rams got rid of James Harris, I've been my job in the top, you know what I'm talking about? But we're going to get down on the case now. Yeah, what is it?
Mr. President.
Yeah, what?
Mr. Bigby, Mississippi Herald.
Sit down. Yeah, what is it?
Mrs. Fenton Carlton Macker, Christian Women's News. Mr. President, since you've become president, you've been seen and photographed on the arms of white women.
Oh.
Quite frankly, sir, you've been courting an awful lot of white women. Will this continue?
As long as I can keep it up. I mean, why do you think they call it the White House?
Mr. President. Now, your predecessor, you know, President Carter, now, his mother was a nurse before
What is
he...
your question about, sir?
My question, I'm leading up to my question. The question is about your mother, if you want to be...
Oh, It's okay. Please, let's take it easy. The man has a right to ask the question. Please. Let's have some decorum. Now, what is the question about my dear mother?
Okay.
Well,
your mother was a maid in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Now, after your tenure, if your mother goes back to being a maid, right? Will your mama do my house?
Hit a fly off a deer's head 500 yards. They don't fuck around. And and they all got a hunting dog named Petey. You know, them pointer motherfuckers. Nigga, red nigga like, you got that goddamn clothes with that boy sent on it? Take a whiff of that, Petey. Smell it good, boy. We're going in. Nigga, you drop their ass off in Afghanistan, Petey gonna point at the right cage. Motherfucker in there. Motherfucker in there. Nothing. Cause I know when them first flights went down, wasn't no niggas on them flights. Niggas in my line. Shit wouldn't have went down like that. You know what I'm saying? Cause them flights were from Boston to LA. You know how long a nigga have to save up for a ticket from Boston to LA? Nigga would have been on the plane. We ain't making no motherfucking U-turn. Fuck you talking about, nigga? I saved up for these tickets for 2 years. All that motherfucker got is a box cutter. Nigga, we grew up in the project. We done been in a knife fight before. You know what I'm saying? Nigga be like, what's cracking, nigga? Nigga, we coming from the shoulder, bitch made motherfucker. Nigga would have whooped his ass and cut him up with his own shit and walked right to the pilot's booth. Yeah, everything out here cool. They ain't fucking with nobody else. Look, we was wondering if we could get some free drinks. Cause people kinda nervous. Cause you know a nigga's gonna get the hook up. Niggas, I traveled right after the shit happened, nigga. I had a show in Boston. So nigga, we leaving Boston, nigga. We getting on the plane, nigga, we seen one of them Nsamba motherfuckers. You know, I know now how white people look at niggas. White people, I understand. Cause I never thought I would be racist, nigga, but I see that child, nigga nervous now. You know, white people look at a nigga, they're gonna try something, hold your purse here, come on. Nigga, I see one of them towels, that motherfucker up to something. So I'm at the airport, nigga, and I see the towel, motherfucker. This is when I knew America was starting to work on racism. Cause I called a huddle. Nigga, the redneck came over, the Latino brother came over, even the little Asian dude showed up. Nigga, I said, come here, come here. I said, y'all see that motherfucker over there? That motherfucker make one wrong move, we fucking him up. Nigga, redneck's like, you're goddamn right, boy. Stick my foot so far up his ass, he'll be eating shoe leather for a week. Nigga, the little Latino brother, I'ma cut him. Even a little Asian, I stop him 3-4 times, kick him in the head. I was like, all right, Jackie Chan, you down? But y'all ain't gotta worry about that shit ever again. Cause they can only get away with that shit that one time. Cause they done woke up everybody. Nigga, you get on a flight now trying to fuck up, it'll be old white women getting up. Not today, sonny. Take my teeth out my arm and bite your ass. Cause y'all remember that retarded motherfucker? Remember the retarded motherfucker got on the plane, nigga? They whooped his ass. Cause the last time he took a flight, you know, I checked the story out. Last time he took a flight, he was 11 years old. And he retarded, so, you know, they let him come in the captain's booth, let him look at the knobs, you know.
Yeah, right.
And when they got done, they gave him a set of pilot wings. The little retarded motherfucker was happy.
Yeah.
So this is his next flight. Now he's in his 20s, but he's still a retarded motherfucker. So he get on the plane, nigga, he wanna go to the pilot booth. Cause he wanna see the knobs and get some more wings. Nobody knew he was retarded. All they seen was a motherfucker get up trying to get in the booth. Nigga, that whole plane stood up and fucked that retarded motherfucker up. They beat consent in that motherfucker. They beat him to a professor. That motherfucker came on the plane retarded. Now I just wanna die, that motherfucker left the plane. Bloody A, all that stuff. Alright, here's what advise you. Going to the pilot booth is not an option. He's teaching at Harvard right now. Still got his wings on. Hello, welcome to class.
fuck Michelle Obama. I need her on my team. I'm waiting on Obama to fuck up. That nigga slip up, I'ma slide right in. What's happening, Michelle? You like comedy? Nah. You understand me? I didn't vote for Obama because of him. I voted because of her. This is the first lady that is fuckable. Because you didn't want to fuck Daddy Bush's wife. She looked like she jumped off the dollar bill. Look at that. That's George Washington. And you didn't want to fuck George Jr.'s wife. She looked like the mama on Damien Owen. Every time I see her face, all I hear is, look like the big head about to spin around any moment. And I don't think he wanted to fuck Hillary either. I don't think Hillary liked it. She wear more pantsuits than a brother at a funeral. Now here's how I know Obama got some pimp in it. Alright? Remember when Hillary was running against him? She talking all that shit about Obama. Obama got the job. He gave her a job. Country. He banished that bitch to foreign lands. And the happiest motherfucker about it is Bill Clinton. You know Bill at home, thank you Obama. I get my dick sucked. Because at first you could tell, but one day it jumped out of him. Y'all remember that day him and George Bush was walking outside the White House and his swag was on 250? I'm sitting at home, I said, that brother's a pimp. You can damn near hear the conversation. Hurry up and get your shit out my house. African-American. Now, white people, I know y'all think all black people the same. We just like you white folks. You got different kind of white folks. You got honkies, you got crackers, you got rednecks, you got white guys. Black people the same way. You got black folks, just don't want to be bothered. You got old Negroes, I sure wish slavery come back. Master was so good to us. And you got African Americans, I graduated from college, cum laude. And then you have niggas, which I happen to be a member of. Really knew he had. swing set outside that window. So I keep my eye on they little ass. Cause black people, we watch our kids. I'm talking to you, white folks. I'm tired of seeing y'all kids on my milk cart. You know, you just trying to pour some milk on your cereal. And there's always that little white face with the caption underneath. Have you seen me? On the milk cart, cause if you did, they'd be pulling. Cause I remember when we was coming up, black people, back me up on this. When we coming up, remember your parents tell you you could play to the end of this block. Remember, that's as far as your ass go. Ain't no going out through the woods. And I remember my mama told me, if you go any further, I'ma fuck you up. I remember one day, me and my partner, Dawg and Junie, we're kicking it, right? We get up to the corner, whoa, whoa. They're like, hey, come on, let's go on the next block. Let's see what's over there. Well, I was nervous. That's when you look down to see if your mama on the front porch. My mama look at me dead in the eye. Your party be like, come on, Ed, let's rob this liquor store. I ain't going. I'm cool right here. Now I just got this brother, Eddie Long. Oh, don't ooh me. I didn't make the shit up. Y'all seen it, y'all. And you know, at first I had to give a brother the benefit of the doubt. You know what I mean? I'm like, nah, black preachers don't fuck little boys. That's the difference between a white church and a black church. White churches fuck your son. Black church, fuck your wife. God gave that motherfucking preacher the right last name, Long. And then when he got on TV, remember at his church, and he tried to defend himself. He spoke for about 35 minutes. Not once did he say, I didn't do it. Dig a dick in you and they need some money. Every war in humanity's history's been over some kind of motherfucking religion. You know what I mean? I don't get caught up in that bullshit because I don't think God ever wrote a Bible. Or a Quran. He didn't have to write no shit. He ain't no playwright. It's written in your essence. Because the Bible's written by men. The book of Peter, the book of John, the whole book about Jesus, but that nigga ain't wrote one book. To a motherfucker that is about didn't write shit, all the hangouts wrote a book. Shit, I know the nigga. and Jesus is tight. In John's book, I'm damn near the nigga daddy, you know. God didn't write no book. It's written in your essence. Nobody ever had to tell you it's wrong to kill your mama. Somehow you born innately knowing that. Which means you born knowing right and wrong. So put the book down, because it will fuck you up. You understand me? It starts out messed up in the beginning, in the book of Genesis. In the beginning, there was Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve had two sons, Cain and Abel. And Cain and Abel got married. To who? Where did these mystery bitches come from? I like messing with Christians, but... because they easy to get you down their skin quick, you know. Telling me Jesus died on the cross. I don't buy it. Jesus could feed a thousand with a loaf of bread, walk on water, raise the dead. You telling me he couldn't handle three nails? I know brothers with nine bullets won't still walk around. His name is Fitness Net. I bet that Jesus was a cool kid. His mama be like, now Jesus, go on in there and take a bath. And don't be walking on your water. That's probably why they invented the shower, just to get the nigga wet. Look at some of the Christian heads in here. You going to hell. Don't be talking about Jesus, Daddy. Don't be talking about him. You know how Jesus whistled? You know, with the hole in the head. Look, y'all really like that's it. The lightning's coming. Christian always the first one want to send somebody to hell. He going to hell. How the fuck you know? Like God came down, let that nigga know he going to hell. I'm kind of busy right now. You know what I mean? I made my Heavenly Father's image. If I got a sense of humor, that means God got one. God probably up there cracking up right now. Hey, Jesus, come here. That crazy nigga I made his own. He talking about your boy. He said you walk on your bath water. He said you whistle like this. I don't get mad. That shit was funny. It was funny. They too strict. You know what I mean? You can't smoke no weed. You can't get your dick sucked by a bitch that ain't your wife. Matter of fact, you can't see your wife's face until you marry her. They keep them veiled up. All you get to see is the eyes. You really gotta love that bitch's eyes. You be like, damn, she got some pretty eyes. Then you marry her as the veil come off. No wonder they get 20 wives. You playing the law of averages. I'm telling you, I think Christians are jealous of Muslims. Because you ain't going to out-devout a Muslim. That's the most devout faith you ever run into. A Muslim will strap a bomb on themselves and blow themselves up about some Muhammad. As a Christian to put a bomb on and blow themselves up about Jesus. No, you wouldn't want me to do that. He just blessed me with his house. I'm sure he wants me to live in it. Everybody fighting over this religious shit. You understand me? The Christians say Jesus is the message. The Muslims say it's Muhammad. I say, who gives a fuck who the message is? Did you get the message? As you would have them do unto you. Science proves that to be a fact. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. Don't fuck with me, and I won't fuck with you. tell you somebody who needs Jesus right around now. Tiger Woods. What I like about Tiger, he kept it golf. He had 18 holes. One for every hole of golf. Now, here's where Tiger messed up. Now, fellas, I want y'all to look at the woman sitting next to you that you brought here. Look at her right now. Look at her. Now, you see how fine she is? Don't ever fuck nothing uglier than her. You don't fuck down, you fuck up. You fuck a woman uglier than your woman, she gonna be mad than a motherfucker. Nigga, I know I look better than that bitch. Nigga, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? That's when they go crazy. What the fuck is wrong with me? I look better than that bitch. What's wrong with me? You fuck a bitch that's finer than your woman, she gonna act like she mad. But she can't get mad. She gonna look at him like, shit, I didn't know that nigga could catch that. I'm gonna have to step my game up. And white woman don't go together. As OJ, Kobe, Tiger Woods, it ain't no good. Cause white women will set your ass up. See, everybody thinks a sister's the strongest motherfucking woman on earth. To an extent, that is true, but at least a sister lets you know up front, I will kill you. White women just the opposite. They play victim. Yeah, white men be like, look at here. Get in line. Okay, dear. Everything's fine, dear. She get on the phone. Hello, officer. But that white man got a line for you, white woman. See, when that white man get mad, he get mad. You know, brother, we get mad. We march. We shall overcome. You know, we get a good march in, misspell signs, we gone here. That white man get mad, he snap. You know, white women like, I ain't taking the kids, or I'm taking the house. We're gone, we're out of here, you asshole. That white man be like this. I came from a long line of Brookshires. You're not gonna take my seed from me, Guinevere. Now here's the one sentence that white man got for that. Over my dead body. And that motherfucker mean that shit. Over my dead body. I'll kill you. Then I'll kill the kids. I'll burn the fucking house to the ground. Then I'll do myself. Brother can't even try that shit. Supposed to be like, I'm leaving you. I'ma kill you. You killing who? Let the killing begin, motherfucker. Oh, nigga, let the killing go. Nigga be like, I'm just playing, girl. I'm just playing. You know I'm joking with you, girl. You know I'm joking with you. You know I'm joking with you. We don't even get to the part of burning the house down to kids. They always try to make it like everybody's after the white woman. You look at the movies. King Kong after the bitch. That motherfucker Kong. White bitch nigga picked up just blowing on the hoe. I got my white bitch. I got my white bitch. They took his white bitch. That motherfucker swam to New York. They took the bitch up on the building. Where's my white bitch? I need my white bitch.
Well, indeed. Happy leftovers, itis, turkey hash, turkey soup. If you have leftover ham, oh ham, or anything like that, or if you're one of them tofu turkey people, oh my God. But anyway, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome. As we are doing our thing here, Soul Tree and the World of Music Therapy Mindstream. I'm your host, Michael Lewis, singer, DJ Honeycomb. As always, it is good to have you in the house. You're proudly presented by BASNNewsroom.com, and the assassins who preside at the Black Athletes Sports Network, where we give all the good stuff to the who, what, when, where, why, and how of things journalistically. Check us out at www.basnnewsroomallonephrase.com. And now that we've had a chance to get off some indigestion grooves, it's time to move on. This is my brother DJ Gray is in the mix. What's up, G?
What's up? Yeah, you forgot about the Chinese rice chicken soup.
I didn't think about that. All right, see, that sounds good, too. Well, you know, at this point, food is good. So we know just about anything will fit the bill, but there's certain things you want more than others. Like when you're hungry, and you really want something specific, what's the first thing that's on your mind menu-wise?
After Thanksgiving, it's a turkey sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta turkey sandwich with lettuce and tomatoes and butter. Yeah, buddy.
Okay, now see, some folks don't even bother with that. Some will just do it with the stuffing and the cranberry sauce. But yes, the turkey sandwich is pretty much standard. Yes, indeed. But it's been a long year, bro. And it seems like we came a long way around just to see that we're still here and we're still going. And that's not a bad thing, G.
Yeah. This is the first year where it's been very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's very soul-searching.
Yep.
Soul-searching year. And so,
mm-hmm.
It's very different this year. Very different this year.
You know, I'm vibing, which I know what you're talking about. I had that feeling a few years ago after Pop passed, and then later on when Mom passed. So, yeah, I understand. That had to happen so soon, though, you know, I definitely am simpatico with what you're vibing because everybody got to have that mom thing, you know.
Yeah.
There's something special about that. It really is.
Yeah.
Don't nothing else matter. I remember growing up and seeing some of the people come by the house like they would. Yeah, there was always one rule. Don't disrespect the house. Just let anybody come in and be no problem.
That's right.
We had everybody. We had everybody in the house coming by. And even some during the holidays just cooking us up and stuff like that. And you look at that as a kid, and you're wondering, you know, why is this being done? You know there's something good about it, but you're not sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it was later on in life, my mom, who by the time she had gotten to be a certain age, her eyes were messing with her because of the diabetes, and she had to go to the store because there was nobody nearby. The store was nearby. She got robbed, and the word got out that somebody had robbed Ma, and everybody was on the street on that ass, and they found the person who did it. Fucked them up, too. But that was the whole point. It was like, this is old-school neighborhood stuff. In real neighborhoods, folks looked out for each other, and they did not. You did not expect the feelings of somebody doing something to that.
Yeah.
You always felt that was the safest. It was to make jokes about the place being Mugger's Paradise. But, yeah, we know all the Muggers, so it ain't no problem to us. So all the Muggers live here. We cool. And they showed that. It's not complicated. It's just something you recognize. And it's like you would think all neighborhoods and all groups of folks would be like that all the time.
Michael, in your neighborhood, my neighborhood, everybody knew everybody else.
Yeah.
So if somebody messed up, everybody knew he messed up.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But saying that thanks stuff, I am thankful for everybody that's in my life, you know, and the fact that we can go on and move forward, that's a great thing. And It's about my girls, and they're good, and the kids are good. Everybody's actually, they're all partying right now. But I'm just happy that we got as far as we did, and I know you got to be happy as a dad that yours have gotten as far as they've got.
My girls have made me very happy, though. They're all doing different things. They're all doing different worlds, though. I'm enjoying their company.
Well, Mr. Biggs, you know you're an international man like that, so I ain't mad at you. But, musically, what's on the map in the future?
Come on, if I ever get the MP3 thing down on this computer, we do our usual January thing. We're at the beginning of the Delphite. I always start the year in January with the Delphite.
Yes, indeed.
That's been my MO for the last 5 years. I'm going to try to continue that. And then the second show is the Love Shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back to back. And then the girl, oh, the women's name show.
Yes,
so,
I think a lot of people like that. Now, did you ever find a Z song?
Yeah, no, we have a U song. Not a Z song.
All right, Z song. So you found an X song?
Yeah, you get me, I'm a prince.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Kool and the Gang did a song called Rated X, but that was an instrumental.
All right, I'll look that up too.
Yeah, we'll have to scratch
our heads
on that.
That will be the first week of February.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. In the meantime, we will give everybody a little taste of the fun. Staying to fly that reindeer, you see them bumping in the back. You know what's going on. You got the speakers turned all the way up and stuff. So, yes, we will give everybody a taste of the funk as we continue with the Blueberry Tea Set.
You got that funk in December, right?
Got to have that funk in December. Yes, indeed. All right, so, G, what you got to say before we get on with things?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's a new variant of this COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm going to tell you. You need to wash your hands, wear a mask, and get the booster shot.
Yes.
Come on, y'all.
And when you get after you get that, well, before you get that booster shot, wash your ass. Stop playing around. You can smell that funk through the cold and stuff. The cold don't be doing nothing but just covering it up slightly. You get outside and whatnot, and you see birds falling from the trees. They know you're gonna wash your ass. That's right. Don't be smelling like wild onions and ass gravy. No. Introduce your ass to some soap and water. And by all means, wear a mask where applicable. From both of us, please be careful out here on the shopping tip. For real. You saw that crazy stuff in San Francisco with everybody attacking the malls and stuff. You know, people snatching drawers off you if you ain't careful. So please, be careful. You know, don't leave things in the car. Unless you got all your shit and you're ready to get out of the mall. So definitely be mindful of your
One thing of advice.
Mm-hmm.
If you see a roving gang of men, black or white, call 911. Don't you fool around. Just call 911.
Exactly. Yep. That sounds like good advice, G. So I'm going to put it in park and turn things on. everybody, if you're traveling out there, please, I want you to get from A to B and back to A-OK. We'll be back Tuesday with the Music Therapy Mind Stream. The blueberry tea version, of course, because it is winter. And stay warm. Stay safe.
Warm.
Stay safe.
Warm.
That's right. And be safe.
Thunder City is not very pretty. It seems such a waste of your time.
Thank you.
So long. There's a train that comes from Namibia and Malawi. There's a train that comes from Zambia and Zimbabwe. There's a train that comes from Angola and Mozambique, from Lesotho, from Botswana, from Swaziland, from all the hinterlands of southern and central Africa. This train carries young and old African men who are conscripted to come and work on contract in the gold and mineral mines of Johannesburg and its surrounding metropoli. 16 hours or more a day for almost no pay. Deep, deep, deep down in the belly of the earth, when they are digging and drilling for that shiny, mighty, evasive stone, or when they dish that mishmash mush food into their iron plates with the iron shovel, or when they sit in their stinky, funky, filthy, flea-ridden barracks and hostels, they think about the loved ones they may never see again because they might already have been forcibly removed from where they last left them, or wantonly murdered in the dead of night by roving and marauding gangs of no particular origin, we are told. They think about their lands and their herds that were taken away from them with the gun and the bomb and the tear gas and the Gatling and the cannon. And when they hear that choo-choo train, a chugging and a puffing and a smoking and a pushing and a pumping, crying and a screaming and a chicken and a they always cuss and they curse the coal train, the coal train that brought them to Johannesburg.
Comment on reparations. This is a big deal right now. Everybody's talking about it. Matter of fact, today there was a meeting on the Senate, gathered a lot of people. He said that none of us that are currently living are responsible for slavery. Why should we pay for something we didn't do? Even if you didn't own slaves, you're a white man of a certain age in America, you directly benefited from it. You probably were taught to speak or to ride a bike or how to cook by somebody who directly owned slaves. You benefit. You got a head start. The school you went to, University of Kentucky, you got to go to school without them accepting black people. You got a head start directly because of slavery. The Civil War ended in 1865, 100 years after the Civil War ended. I was born in 1965. I'm the first one of my mother's children to be born with the full rights of an American citizen. You, from your first breath, were an American citizen. You got all the rights to do an American citizen from the very time you were born. If you purchase stolen goods knowing they're stolen, they're still stolen, and if you lose those goods and no longer have them, you still have to make restitution. You still have to pay for the stuff. Possessing 9/10 of the law, you still receive stolen property that you knew was stolen. As far as I know, there's no statute of limitations on murder, which happened all the time. And they always talk about how they hate freeloaders. It is against the laws of finance to have profit without loss. You can't get all the money. Imagine how much money you would have if it was all profit. You didn't have to pay for gas. You didn't have to pay for living expenses. You didn't have to pay taxes. How much money would you have? That's in essence what America got from having slavery. And just because a bill doesn't come on time doesn't mean it ain't due. You run up an American Express bill, let it be late. Are they going to say, well, it happened a long time ago. We're going to let that go. That's not what happened. And they've done it before. This idea that it was so long ago we can't do it. In 1982, the federal government paid $25,000 to the family of Italians who were lynched in 1891. So you will pay lynched Italians 100 years later, but not people who were descendants of slaves. You won't do that. And none of those people who were lynched were there. And none of the people who wrote the checks to them actually perpetrated the crime. They were the descendants of those people, and you paid them. You paid Japanese internment camps. Each survivor got $25,000. Reagan did that. The Native Americans got $1.3 billion after World War II. So the national debt right now, as it stands, is $22 billion. So, and we also rebuild countries that we ruined We ruin those countries. We run up a tab to our national debt by fixing the countries that we've damaged. So there's a national debt clap you see right now. It says that every American family owes almost $1 million. Now, who's going to pay for that? $1 million. You know, actually, I was born paying for stuff that I never had, that I never was a recipient of. Social Security works that way. So you get to decide your argument is just because I didn't do it, I wasn't there, I shouldn't pay for it. This country got rich and received recompense by brutalizing people. And it's amazing. It's amazing. The very people right now will build monuments acknowledging slavery, Confederate statues acknowledging slavery, but they do not want to deal with the repercussions of it. If you don't have the money, that's fine. Do what we do. Put a little something on it. You don't have to give people 40 acres of them. I know that's impossible. You can send people to school. You can forgive debt. You can give no interest loans. There are a lot of things you could do to make things right. Not because you owe, but because it's the right thing to do. You said yesterday, you said, why should I pay for sins I haven't committed? But you are the same people to go ask, what would Jesus do? Isn't that what the guy that you always wear those bands and espouse his name would do? He paid for sins he didn't commit. That's a little note from the GED section.
Yeah. Gaye's dead. Marvin Gaye's been shot by his father. There's no way. So people didn't want to believe it. It's an insane idea.
Jail in Los Angeles this morning, held without bail and facing murder charges in the death of his son.
I remember hearing that his father was very jealous of one, his career and the relationship that he had with his mom. So there's a lot of animosity, a lot of hurt there.
Nah, save the black. We'll be back Tuesday at 8 for the Blueberry Tea Set. For everybody out there, again, if you're traveling, go safe, stay safe, be safe once you get from A to B and back to A-OK. We'll see you Tuesday. Everybody else, stay warm. Good night.